Toad, it's Guys, Games, and Beer. Yep, it's that podcast again. And today, well, we have important topics for you. That's why it's so quiet. The important topic is the recent end of the run of the most popular girls on the internet. And I think it's safe to say that everybody here is very depressed about that, aren't you guys?
Why, yes, we are. I was suicidal, actually, for about a week.
Yeah, he was about to kill himself. I have a huge gaping hole. Thanks, girls, for telling me what I can do with my huge gaping hole, by the way. But we're going to talk about some shows that you may be able to fill the time with that you used to spend listening to Temgotten. This is a good topic, guys. Good topic. So remember to speak up because we are at the pub today.
Gotta raise that voice, you
gotta raise
moderate
that voice.
Outdoor voice.
Your moderate outdoor voice. So your moderate outdoor voice.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess I'm going to start with Rob because you actually listened to their last show already.
I did already listen to their last show, and I was going to start.
Oh, wait. I just have a real quick clip. I have three tones. I've got indoor voice, I have outdoor voice, and then I have rape whistle voice.
Most of the time he's on rape whistle.
Hi! Hey guys! What's going on?
Well, that is rape whistle voice.
That is a rape whistle voice.
I'm going to give you that one.
Okay, so anyway, I'll give you a couple shows. Number one, I first heard Temgotty through a show out of England called Midlife Gamer Podcast, which is all about gamers in middle age and their exploits. And it stars a couple of guys, Matt and... Jesus Christ, I just totally forgot his name and I harassed him for like months. In fact, I believe he had to sound his rape whistle. But anyway, really good show, enjoyable. Another one I'm going to just throw out, a YouTube station there. I'd love to talk about Hardman Canada. Hardman Canada is crazier than batshit. We post his stuff on our Facebook feed every once in a while. And he is a very smart guy. He is also a very unusual film photographer. I don't know if any of you guys have seen his stuff. Have you seen it?
No.
The ones that I posted, but he has a very unusual show with some acting in it and some really strange talk. He'll do like a top 17 instead of a top 10. Just really, really strange stuff, but he's very knowledgeable. He has about every system in the galaxy. Well worth watching. So while you're on YouTube, look up Hardman Canada. It's all one word. He does a show in French and English.
Well, he has to by law, I would assume.
I believe by law.
Canadian law.
He's from Canada.
By Quebecian law. He's a Quebecian.
The Quebecians, yeah.
They
kill people, right? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I got that totally wrong. I thought he injected people with things to kill them.
Yeah.
That's Kevorkian.
Right.
Kevorkian.
Arvorkians, Namekians, Quebecians.
Same.
So, Travis, how are you going to fill your big hole?
When it comes to group podcasts, I mean, I like to mainly listen to ourselves afterwards. I don't know.
How do you listen to it?
Shout out to us. But when it comes to other, you know, smaller group podcasts, I can't go on without, and I've really gone back and hit the trail hard because I always get great suggestions from him, Bauer's Game Corner.
Oh, yeah.
And I do have to say, he's a friend of mine, but he has a good sense of humor, and he has the best game suggestions, so now that I've gotten like a few good hits from him, he turned me on to Werewolf, he recently turned me on this game called Cash and Guns that I really love, while we were at Gen Con, we both played it, super fun. It's super fun. He's got a great taste in games, and he's a really funny guy.
He's also a better Guys, Games, and Beer member than most of us.
Yeah, he really is. Really good at promoting us better than we are promoting us. So, I do have to say, Bauer's Game Corner, always entertaining watching and listening to while I'm at work and stuff like that. I super enjoy his recommendations. Other than that, I've been really, really on the board game kick lately. And just like, it happens every year at Gen Con, but I mean, it's more so than usual. I've been a big fan of the Dice Tower. They do really good game reviews and things like that, and they've got a good like sense of humor and stuff too, and they give good rundowns of games. I don't really like watch podcasts as much for like entertainment value, like jokes and stuff, I don't think. I really more watch to get information. So those are a couple of good ones.
So why do you watch ours again?
Because I'm being
like
as shit.
He has an ego and he needs to stroke it.
Yes.
Stroke.
This is my ego. This is me stroking it.
Stroke ego.
See, I usually stroke my ego like this. Or like this. I don't know, depends.
Exactly, right there is why we don't censor anymore. Because it's stuff like that.
Just stroke my ego.
Good stuff.
Copy.
Also, really fun, really easy, stupid simple game. It's called Copy Paste. You play with a group of willing friends who aren't afraid about embarrassing themselves a little bit. If anybody says something you think is hilarious, you say copy, and then in later date you can say paste, and they have to repeat it, whether or not it's out of context. So he's like, I'm just going to stroke my ego over here. I said copy, I could say paste later, and he would have to say that line again. They can do the same for you. It leads to some very hilarious situations. I recommend you try it.
It's gotten a couple people beat up.
Yeah. We actually were playing Cash and Guns, and Miles copied everybody talking about their guns, and then pasted it back at the bar. I was like, oh, I thought somebody left their gun over here. And then I was like, and then Kevin pasted it. I was like, I can't find my gun. And we were talking about it at the bar. It was a little ridiculous. So. What's your phone game?
Cops didn't get called.
It's all good.
Yeah.
How about it, Tom?
Again, yeah, I think my number one choice will be fourth in the show. Only from the standpoint, he's a one-man show. Besides his producer.
Hey, Eric. Okay. Eric puts a lot of
pressure. All right. Let me rephrase it.
He's edited more in a week than we have probably done our whole.
That's because we don't edit.
Literally, 4 days of Gen Con. It seemed like at least half the time that
Eric was on his laptop editing. Yep.
Yeah, well, again, that's because, we don't edit, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I just throw the episode out. Case in point, by the way, we're recording this episode because I didn't want to edit this.
And our buddies from Video Game Rescue down in Florida would be another good one to fill it in.
Back episodes,
they don't want to be. Right, but back episodes. And there's a ton to watch. And
very informative.
It is informative. And the thing is, they're doing retro gaming anyways. It's all about their finds, what games play like, what they collect. So the information is still pertinent.
They're back. 250 episodes.
Right.
You got a little time.
If you missed the train,
you really should go back and listen to all
of them. Yeah, and they're also going to regurgitate some of their old episodes and bring them back because they usually only kept, I think, about 150 online at any time. They're going to be bringing back some of the older episodes.
Right. But those are the two shows I would suggest listening to, besides us. You're the girls. Well, no, you really don't want to listen to us.
Touch that dial now. Yes,
I feel like it's kind of recursive.
Yeah. No, they may not be listening to this. Some of you may just say, hey, you really should listen to this show, because I heard it on it. So they may not listen to this. So, now, we should listen to this.
I'm confused.
It's a little meta even for us.
All right.
How about it, Mike? So,
I really definitely listen to the guy, to be honest. And I watch ours rarely.
You were so excited when they were going to be on, dude.
I gotta show up!
Yeah, I did.
You were just starting with us.
Because they were the first episode I was actually in with. Like, that's when I first started with you guys.
That was your first episode.
So yeah,
gone downhill since then.
Yeah, I don't know, a lot, but.
Our cuts are much better.
That's
really gone up.
I kind of miss when you cut to the old Nintendo, the Game Boy commercials. Because I'd be watching and be like, ha! It's awesome.
I still do that every once in a while.
Yeah.
Still
throw them in. Yeah, just to do it.
Yeah. Because we don't really, we don't monetize most of the episodes, so at least we create it and just put it in commercials.
But I
should put it more than that.
I agree.
They're hard to get. Was without a license.
Oh, really?
I think.
Oh, okay.
I found some old ones.
Okay, good.
But to fill my void, I usually watch a lot of gaming people on YouTube. I watch a lot of Markiplier, Game Grumps,
Markiplier, practically.
Maximilian Dude, or Miles 923 fighting game. But he also has his friends over. He also streams too. He has his friends over, and they play the newer games. Sometimes the older ones. It's mostly fighting, but
we're mostly fighting too.
Well, mostly fighting games.
Oh, mostly fighting games.
Yeah, but that's pretty much what I fill my voice with. Besides us.
Yeah, because we're awesome.
Ego stroking a little bit there too.
A little bit. All right, Larry.
I kind of to tag Travis, I think we've kind of talked about putting out some new things separate from just the podcast that will be sort of filling the void. Of course, our interviews come up pretty big.
So we got some interviews coming up from, what do you call it?
And maybe some Let's Plays at we'll be separate from the regular podcast. So we might have some stuff to help fill that.
That's true. There will be things that are not Guys, Games, and Beer. There will be
Mike and I could dress up like girls and you know.
And now I will be streaming, so I can dress up like a girl.
In the works, we have it now. It'll be like a lot. The episode was going to happen now. We have it.
Yeah.
All the Vectrex, original Vectrex overlays, we have them all.
Yep.
We're going to do a video of every original Vectrex game.
With its original overlay.
Yep. So you Vectrex guys that were... Sam, hey, you guys haven't done anything Vectrex in a while.
Right, you. And this will be a first, though. This will be the first time anybody's had a full collection of all the Vectrex displays demoed in one single demo.
As far as I can tell.
Yeah, I have not seen anybody else do it, so when you do this, this will be the first time somebody's actually done anything. Taking all the original games and all the original artwork and actually made a let's play of it, let's say.
Hey, yeah, retro power. More, just a demo of each game, a few minutes with the original artwork, which is kind of interesting. They look pretty different.
Yeah.
You know, some of them.
Yeah.
Have, so.
Yeah. With or without, yeah, there is an effect.
Yeah.
Some of them do really need you a little bit.
Yeah.
I agree. And I also agree with games, because I find there's deep stuff.
You bought too many games!
And the worst part is, now we gotta play them all.
That's how I feel about bundles.
They play like Jeopardy and, you know, all these different games and Leisure Suit.
But they got it cheap!
You know?
Right!
Yeah! But the Jeopardy episode features Larry.
Really?
Yeah!
I did not see that!
And Larry kicks her ass.
So, nice!
There you go!
Alright, Kevin, how about you? Alright, never mind. Kevin doesn't care.
Kevin has nothing.
No, stop.
I really don't. I don't really watch a podcast.
You sure talk a lot for someone who doesn't have a lot.
Let's say you.
Well, I say that to replace the hole in my heart that Tim Cotty is no longer filling. I say I.
Or in your face.
Or that one.
They do like to fill your face hole.
That's true.
They really do.
With words.
Oh,
and only words. Sorry, bad memories.
Sorry about that.
I would actually suggest taking a look at the Tropes versus Women in Video Games series on YouTube by Anita Sarkeesian. It's got some really interesting insight into how sexism has appeared in video games from an actual woman's perspective. So it's a very interesting series, and she's been getting a lot of hate and abuse for it on the internet from douchebags. So try not to be one of those
douchebags.
What a
surprise!
How dare you talk about my dead or alive fictions like that?
How dare you point out things that are sexist and the thing that I love? They're not sexist, and also you're a bitch is usually the kind of things that she'll get. She posts a lot of the responses she's getting
on
Twitter. It's gold, and by gold I mean it's really shitty. But you should definitely watch her series, it's very interesting.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm not going through all of it myself.
You know,
that sounds brilliant.
Just feel like for all of us, just a couple of boys, we could just like do more stuff, like GGB hijinks like we've been doing.
Oh, wait, like we haven't been doing enough stuff?
Wait, what do you mean? Like,
more
did
stuff?
Did I just mention that?
How much work are you going to make Rob do?
Okay, please.
Yeah, not really much, the way I am.
Not much!
That's
not
what
even
that.
Just give me
no,
authority.
Exactly. You're right, you noticed it.
No, and now you're going to see the disintegration of the podcast.
I know, I'm
every time I get off the door, they don't do shit. So don't give me that.
You know what,
you at least show up on stream. That's wonderful, but everybody else doesn't do shit. Except for Tom, he sucks on my feet.
Yes.
Alright.
Hang on.
like everybody over there just turned
stopped
around.
And
yeah.
The rest of the bar just like the rest of the bar just stopped and took a look.
Is that being demoed now?
Yeah. Yes, right this second.
You can't tell, but it is happening.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. He's just really, really fast.
You know, YouTube and podcast guy. You know, and I started, you know, with you guys on this one, and then I kind of started learning a little more about my little nephew. He doesn't even watch regular TV. He watches podcasts and YouTube videos.
Yeah, I don't remember to ever watch a TV.
almost exclusively. There's so much content out there.
And that is very much the case. Gideon's the same way. Gideon only watches YouTube. I mean, doesn't have to see it. Don't you? Yeah. Gideon sits down and watches YouTube all the time.
I actually saw something recently, and I don't remember what it was. It was something like CNN or something stupid like that. But children and people of this latest generation don't recognize anyone on television. All the people they know are YouTube stars.
Wow.
And like YouTube stars are becoming more popular than like television movie stars because that's who the next generation is watching.
Rightfully so.
Yeah. And see, the beauty of Jeff Gotti is you'll recognize them even with their clothes on.
Yes. There's some good stuff. That last episode is really
good. I have not listened to that.
They did a lot of production in their stuff.
They did.
I didn't listen to a ton of them, but the ones I listened to, man, they put in sound effects.
Yeah.
They
care.
We used to. I mean, we used to censor, but they just don't care.
We used to care. Well, after the one episode, that was one long beep.
Yeah, it was like an hour and a half. I just beep, straight up beep.
I remember contributing.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
I don't know what episode that was. I really hope I was part of it.
Okay, well, Rob, I actually think we've covered this topic. Shall we take it out?
In just a second, I'm going to throw out one more podcast that I forgot to mention earlier because I wasn't expecting to go first, and I just kind of flirted it out whenever it was in my head.
That's the story of this podcast.
Yes, it's pretty much.
Just throw us something like that and just say it on
It's a mental vomit.
Yeah, pretty much. Is. That is exactly what it is.
This is coincidentally what I call drinking.
Yeah, right.
And what are we drinking with this time?
This is cider.
It's okay.
It smells.
Is it the one that
it's no
it's
dry
pointy.
It's no original drums.
Strongbow.
Strongbow.
Bow strong.
Yeah, thanks for canceling that out.
Yeah, yeah. The no segue, segue.
Exactly. Sorry.
Copyright. Guys, games to
original Strongbow has gone way of the sea.
Yep,
yes,
no more Strongbow.
Yes, it has.
Strongbow and Temp Gotti both leaving.
Yeah.
Related?
I don't
Strongbow
think so.
Still exists.
I think
four horses not far behind.
That's right.
Much shittier.
Out of existence.
I don't like mine. Exactly.
What? So what you forgot?
Well, the one I forgot was Pocket Gamer, which actually specializes in mobile gaming. But they were one of the first podcasts I started listening to. That and iGame Radio, which of course has gone under the player. I actually used to host on that one. Right? That probably was me that drove that one. But
yeah,
damn.
No comment.
I'm your favorite winner. I mean, listener.
I love you.
Everything was looking so good until Rob
started listening.
Ruined all of Mac gaming.
yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. He doesn't just game on Macs. Wait a minute.
That guy's a phony. Hey, everybody.
Wait a minute. He plays Titanfall on PC.
Son of a bitch. Mac
people are like that.
Yeah, I know. Not really. PC gamers are more like that than Mac gamers.
No,
are. They're really not very flexible. Mac gamers are more likely to say, yeah, I play some games on the PC, and Mac will go, no!
Of course, Mac gamers.
They don't have a lot of choice.
They have a lot more choice.
And from 1999, we've got the two guys. Okay, so. Pocket Gamer is Pocket Gamer is a really funny podcast, even if you don't do a lot of gaming on your mobile device. But they do cover almost every mobile device. They do a lot of the Apple stuff, but they do everything else. Yeah, they're right on your Engage.
Do they do?
Actually,
Pocket
they do joke about the Engage every once in a while. They talk about it. They mentioned it like 2 weeks ago.
I had an Engage.
Are we getting our pocket PCs ready for Y2K?
Yeah, we're ready.
Engage for several years.
And I loved it.
You really did.
The Symbian OS was ahead of time.
It really was, actually.
Yo,
and
Jim,
that's fucking...
Go Engage!
Alright!
What's that? That was the Engage. On a trip to Florida, you were able to power the entire vehicle wirelessly.
I set up a hub on an Engage long before anybody else was doing it.
Alright, now that we have segued right out of control,
yeah.
I want to say thank you for watching Guys, Games, and Beer, and
go Engage!
Yeah!
Come visit us at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. Win free games on our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer.